this one. This smells just like them. I don't think they would notice if I took one sweatshirt. People lose things all the time. And, I mean, who's really gonna notice one sweatshirt? I mean, it's just this one that smells so much like them. Maybe I can even wear it around them so they're thinking, is that mine? That looks an awful lot like my sweatshirt. And then I will also get to wear their hoodie, and it'll be like we're official, and then people will see us, and they'll be like, hey, isn't that this person's jacket? And I'll be like, well, yes, it is. And then it'll be like we're a real couple. Just thinking like that makes my heart flutter. God. And then with everyone thinking we're an official couple, maybe they'll start to think, hey, she is pretty cute. I mean, she looks really great in that sweatshirt. Maybe I should ask her out. And then I'll blush and I'll go all awkward and I'll go and play the shrinking violet. That way they don't know, they don't think. And they'll convince me I have to go on just one date with them to just give them a shot. And I will, because obviously I want them to feel this way, and it will turn into the beginning of our love story, and we'll be able to tell our children, and it'll be so. What are you doing back so early? I thought you were at that party tonight. You know, the big one for Halloween, because Halloween's on a Sunday this year, so they decide to have it on a Friday. You weren't supposed to be home for a few hours at least. What am I doing here? Didn't the professor pair us up for a project together? Yeah, our professor. I was just being a good project partner. Why is your sweatshirt in my hand? And what was I rambling about earlier? Well, there is a perfectly reasonable explanation that I will now give you. Well, the sweatshirt. Obviously, the sweatshirt is because it's cold. I can never retain any body heat, and yours looked like they would keep me warm. And, what you heard me, rambling about earlier, that was me practicing my monologue. I'm trying out for a local theater production, and I had to practice. See? It's all logical. Oh, you want your hoodie back? Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Here you go. So, how was the party? Did you have a good time? I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? It sounded a lot like get out of my house. That is what you said. You really, really shouldn't have said that, my dove, because I wasn't done doing what I was doing. I didn't get my fill, but now I don't have to pretend. You caught me red-handed and at the scene of the crime. All that means is I don't have to hide my affection from you. And you, my dear, sweet, innocent little dove, you don't have to hide your affection from me either. We can be together. This whole walking on eggshells around each other can finally stop, and you can come home with me. You don't recognize me? I'm not gonna lie. That's really hurtful. How could you say something like that? We are in the same psych class, for fuck's sake! I saw you first day of class, and I knew I had to have you. You were so different from the others, and you were just my type. My friends say I can go a little crazy when I like someone, but I don't think that's true. Really, this is sane behavior. When you are in love with someone, I truthfully believe that. When you know that they're the one, when you know that you love them and they are going to love you back even if you have to make them. I just don't understand what's insane about that. No, don't recoil from my touch. No. I know this isn't what you wanted, and this isn't ideally how we would start a relationship. I wanted it to be something more like from a rom-com, but this is how it's starting because the feelings I feel are real, and I don't have to deny them anymore. Stop backing up, my dove. It's just a little sharp piece of glass in my hand. That's it. The worst it can do is make you bleed. And all you are going to do is run into a wall. I'm not afraid to cage you in. They say an animal is most dangerous when backed into a corner, but I know you wouldn't hurt me. You love me. I can see it in those panicked eyes of yours. That is the fear of being loved, of being accepted for who you are. No one has ever given you unconditional love before, but that is changing from now on. You're mine, forever. No one, and I mean no one, is going to ever take you from me. Trapped and pinned to the wall, just how I like you. Your fear. It's intoxicating. There's no way you're getting away from me. I finally have you. Did you just bite me? If you wanted it rougher, all you had to do was say so. I don't mind a bit of blood. Red just so happens to be your color, and when you are getting covered in my blood, ugh! How can I resist something so tempting? Should I run the glass along your cheek? Make a pretty red trail for my tongue to run over and lick. Face it, dove. You're sick just like me. Stop trying to fight me. You aren't going to win this, and I will say it until you get it through your head. I love you. You love me. We're supposed to be together. You're mine. Should I do it again? Or are you going to behave for me? I don't understand what is so wrong. I have done nothing, nothing but shower you in love and affection and praise. I know you love me. You just don't know you love me because you've never experienced love like this. Yeah, that's it. You have just never experienced love like this. Of course, you would be nervous or scared or frightened. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry, my dove. I didn't mean to scare you. It's going to be okay. Don't cry, sweetheart. It's going to be okay. Your tears taste so good. And I know exactly what I need to do now. I am going to help you learn to love me. Doesn't that sound nice? I wasn't being too rash or too selfish earlier, no. My focus should have been on you and how you feel, and you loving me instead of me loving you. Get on the bed, Dove. Come on. Just like that. Good. Now, I'm not going to put this glass shard down until I'm done with what I'm about to do. I didn't think sitting on you would feel like this. I must say, I do very, very much enjoy it. One second in your lap, and I'm already addicted. Do you feel what you do to me? I'm sure you can. Yeah, right there. Oh. And distracting you like this, I'm gonna be able to tie the loop right here to one end. Oh, don't panic. You just realized that I was restraining you? You need to be more observant, my dove. But this is for the best. Since you don't realize what you need, I'm going to take care of you. Now, other hand is secured over here. Oh, you can thrash around all you want, but don't forget who has the pointy sharp objects. It would be such a shame if you got sliced up. All that blood coming out of your body. Just more stuff for me to taste, to lick up. Onto your ankles. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. When you're restrained like this, you're just so delicious.